You're listening to City Views here on KCPW. I'm Jeff Robinson, filling in for Jennifer Napier-Pierce. Looking for locally grown foods and the businesses that bring it to market? Just follow the clues at the second annual Edible Wasatch Treasure Hunt for Local Food. The event is coming up this Saturday, June 16th, starting at 11 a.m. in Salt Lake City's Reservoir Park. Joining me now in the studio to give us a preview are Rachel Hodson of Edible Wasatch Magazine. And Rachel, it's good to have you.
Hello.
And we're also glad to have Andrea Walker-Bravo with UC, the Utah Society for Environmental Education, a beneficiary of this weekend's event. And Andrea, it's good to have you as well.
Thank you.
So, Rachel, how does this treasure hunt work exactly? Give me the specifics.
Well, essentially, you pre-register online at ediblewasatch.com, and then you come to the park at 11 on Saturday morning, and we give you a clue card. And that clue card contains information about various businesses, and you kind of have to match the clues to the businesses, and then you ride around and find them. So there's no designated route. It's a treasure hunt, truly. And when you get to those businesses, there is either a bonus clue that you will find there, or you'll get a taste of something wonderful.
And so there are different routes going through, all of Salt Lake City, pretty much?
It's mostly the downtown area. And mm-hmm. I should say we actually did condense down to two routes. So the Marmalade and Avenues route has been condensed into the other two because, of course, the garage set fire, and that was sort of our gem at the end of that one. But we've incorporated those into the other two, which makes for a more robust ride on those other two routes. So it's essentially the one route is the east side of downtown to about 17th South, and the other is the west side of downtown to about 17th South.
Rachel, is there a way to win the treasure hunt, or is it all about just enjoying the experience?
It's really about enjoying the experience. We do have some wonderful prizes, though. So essentially, it's not a race, and it's not a contest. It's intended to get people out on their bikes and exploring their own local environment. And we hope that people will collaborate with one another. Certainly they did last year. Hey, come over and check this one out. It's mm-hmm. over here kind of thing. But when you get back to the park, everyone submits their clue cards into a prize drawing, and then we give away some great prizes. We have everything from dinner at High West and the Copper Onion mm-hmm. to a CSA share. So,
can you tell us some of the local businesses participating, or would that give away too many
Yes, we'll give away too many clues.
So, Andrea, how is the Utah Society for Environmental Education involved in this weekend's event?
Well, we are very lucky and fortunate to be the recipients of some of the funds from this event, which we are, again, very thankful for. But we've had a great partnership with Edible Wasatch Magazine and with this event the past year and this year. We are a nonprofit really dedicated to providing support, networking, and resources for Utah's community of educators. And one of the big things that we try to do is help people give them the good information so that they can make informed choices about the environment in their own lives. And I really feel that this event and Edible Wasatch really lends very well with our mission and what we try to do.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit more about the specifics of what your organization does, maybe some events that you've had in the past year or classes that you've taught that benefit the community.
Sure. We do everything from K through 12 teacher education to community education. We hold an annual conference. We teach classes. It's an environmental education certification course, which students can get Utah State University credit for. So some of the K through 12 education courses that we run a program called Project Learning Tree. There's one called Project Wet and one called Project Wild, which are all about forestry, water resources, and wildlife. And they're specifically designed for K through 12 teachers to come to a workshop, learn about these activities, and then incorporate them into their core curriculum to give students this hands-on environmental education experience. We also hold an annual conference every year in the fall, which brings about 100 educators from throughout Utah to come present their information, present what they're doing, learn and network from each other. And we also just completed the first year of a newly developed Green Schools program, where we are acknowledging and awarding different schools around Utah who are doing sustainable green practices.
This is City Views on KCPW. We're talking about this weekend's second annual Edible Wasatch Treasure Hunt for local food. It's from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. and starts at Reservoir Park at 42 University Street. Registration is $20. More information is available at ediblewasatch.com. And we're talking with Rachel Hodson of Edible Wasatch Magazine and Andrea Walker-Bravo with the Utah Society for Environmental Education. Andrea, could you talk maybe a bit about how your organization or how local food really fits with the mission of your organization. How does environmental education and, you know, educating people about local food really go hand in hand?
Well, you know, as I was thinking about our partnership and thinking about this event, you know, I feel that when you're talking about local food and just comparing food and the environment, I think that you can go either way. You can say, you know, that there are a lot of issues with food and the environment. There are a lot of issues with the way food is produced, the transport costs, and so there are a lot of issues with not potentially eating local food. You know, there are benefits to eating local food, and then there are a lot of really good things about thinking about local food, about gardening, about the connection back to the earth and, you know, and plants and understanding how things grow and the learning opportunities that there are there. So again, I think with our mission, it's really showing all of those things, showing people that there are potential detriments to not eating local food. There are great benefits to eating local food. There's support for the economy. There are all this whole smattering of information, putting that out there. Showing people through events like the Treasure Hunt, their local organizations and where they can find this, and then letting them make those choices for themselves. So what is the best choice for them and their family?
Rachel Hodson with Edible Wasatch Magazine. So it's the second annual event this year. Give us a picture of what last year's event was like, what was turnout like, and where did you really come up with the idea for all this to begin with?
Well, like most things, the idea was a very collaborative sort of found its genesis in a lot of conversation about what we hope to accomplish as a magazine. And I should say that, you know, that's a massive group effort, and it relies upon all of the businesses that we work with and the organizations like UC that bring education into the community. And this event in particular was really about trying to give people a positive way to engage, and in a very community-based atmosphere. So it kind of started as an idea around Bike Month, and we definitely wanted people on their bikes. So one of the things that we hope to show people through the event is that it's really not that far to ride from one of these places to another. And in doing that, it's a little staycation. You're exploring your environment at home. You're having a great day out with friends, and you're meeting new people. You're also going into businesses, some of them that have been established for many, many years and that you might not have ever seen because you're whizzing by in your car or the parking isn't what you would expect it to be, or you just didn't know about it. So that's a lot of what we heard last year, actually. We heard from people, wow, I had no idea that that place was there. Yeah. And what an amazing thing this is. And also, I think that when you're exploring your environment, if you're out foraging in the woods or if you're foraging in the city and you're reinforcing that experience with flavors and sensations, you're more likely to connect to that and feel like you're part of it. And so this event is really, it's focused on giving people a firsthand experience with the city and the amazing businesses that really provide us with meaningful alternatives in this marketplace. People who are willing to spend a little extra money on that locally raised beef or on that local veg and incorporate it into their menus if they're a restaurant, or offer it on their shelves if they're a store, or, you know, provide books about how to grow those things yourself if you're a bookstore. See, I'm giving hints now. But, you know, I wanted to say about UC that our first interaction with them was through a program that they run called Menu for the Future, which is, I'd love to have Andrea talk about that a little bit.
Sure.
But also, just to draw some attention to why this is a really important organization. First of all, it's very inclusive, and it's provides a large umbrella for lots of organizations that have very specific focuses, and it brings it all under one hat and gives people a way to engage with it environmental education broadly. But also, there is no funding for for environmental education in the schools currently, in K through 12 schools. And as many of you know, Utah was recently ranked 48th in education in the country. And environmental education, getting people to engage locally in what their environment is a good way to get kids involved on many levels.
Andrea, you mentioned Menu for the Future. What tell us about that program?
Sure. That is a community discussion group that we run. It's, I like to describe it as kind kind of a grassroots book club. So folks get together, they pull together their friends, or sometimes it's coworkers, you know, a group of people, whoever it is, and they come to us, and we have a guide, a discussion guide called Menu for the Future, and it's actually put together by a group out of Portland, and it's a compilation of different readings, all focused on eating organic, eating local, again, kind of the pros and cons of each of these. And rather than reading an entire book, you just read a snippet from different books each week and have discussions about these different things. One of the reasons why we love it is that we are a non-advocacy organization. Again, we're just trying to get the information out there so people can make good choices. And this is the perfect way to have people read information about, you know, what are the trade-offs between buying one thing versus another, and then they can discuss those. And it's really a safe place. We've done this, the Menu for the Future, as a staff, and it was a great way for us to get to know each other better, to understand our values, but to also have really intelligent, balanced, and fair conversations about it. So no one's really judging each other. We're just saying, you know, this is the choices that I'm making in my life, and this is what I understand about it. And so it's a really great way to start exploring your own food choices, why you're making them, and making sure that you understand the potential impacts of your choices.
Rachel Hodson, tell us a little bit more about Edible Wasatch Magazine. What is the primary focus, and how do you go about bringing your readers a taste of what local food is out there and the benefits of consuming it?
Wow, that's a big question. The magazine is really, the mission is to offer people new and diverse ways to engage with our landscape. And everybody eats, really, at the end of the day, or ideally everybody eats. There are far too many people out there who don't eat, I suppose. But the notion is that there's really a lot happening that maybe we're not paying attention to and knowing about. So it's daylighting the diversity in our own communities of people who are raising honey or growing meat in a different way or doing urban gardening. I mean, the diversity of what is actually happening here is really quite astonishing. When we started the magazine, people said, "You'll never have anything to write about. There's nothing happening with food here." And on the contrary, there's more than we can possibly stay on top of. So we have lots of voices from the community. We're always looking for new contributors. People from all walks of life are involved in helping us produce the magazine and writing stories. And what we try to give the readers are little glimpses into various worlds and ways of developing a stronger and more robust regional food system, because that's what it's really about. We're not hoping to go back to some, you know, 18th century mode of doing things, but rather we're hoping to bring all of the wisdom and technology and understanding that we have about the natural world and the man-made world to bear to develop a more environmentally sound and helpful way to feed ourselves. And we have the capacity to do that, but it really requires that all of us engage. And we say vote with your forks. It's a food democracy. So what you support in the grocery stores or what you support locally is going to succeed. That's where the money goes. So if you're taking your money and spending it on something really that doesn't support the local system, then you're not supporting the local system.
And finally, Rachel, it's the second annual event. Are the signs indicating that participation is up this year? Is it growing?
It is up this year, and I encourage all of you anyone who's interested should sign up soon, because we're going to max out.
Okay, information available at ediblewasatch.com. That's the second annual Edible Wasatch Treasure Hunt. This Saturday starts at 11 a.m. at Reservoir Park at 42 South University Street in Salt Lake City. We've been joined by Rachel Hodson of Edible Wasatch Magazine. Rachel, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much.
And also Andrea Walker Bravo with the Utah Society for Environmental Education. Andrea, thanks for your time as well.
Thank you.
City Views is a production of KCBW News. I'm Jeff Robinson, filling in for Jennifer Napier Pierce. Thanks to Eric Ray for his help with the show today.